You get a lot of mail you don't want physically delivered at the front door, and sometimes it shows up on your computer screen. That could change. A federal judge has ruled that a marketing firm has no right under the First Amendment to send email to the people who subscribe to America Online. AOL is the country's largest provider of online services, and it asked the court to be able to control the email on its own network. Fred Davis is a computer consultant joining us now from Berkeley, California. Mr. Davis, tell us how it works. If you're a marketing firm, how do you get a message through AOL or CompuServe or one of the others to an individual subscriber? Physically, how do you do that?
Well, basically, these people compile mailing lists just the way that direct mail companies compile your name and address and street address and zip code and so forth. They compile email addresses taken from the directories that are published on the services. If you go into a chat room, they can pick up your name. They buy them from other people who have names and so forth. And they can collect a very, very large database of, you know, sometimes up to a million or more names. And then what we call spam, which is spew out tons of these messages into your mailbox all the time.
So they're sending messages to fdavis@aol.com 100,000 times over.
Right, or all the different people who are there. And you can find your mailbox just clogged with these things, you know, if people get crazy about it.
Mm-hmm. And how big a problem is it?
I think it's a really big problem. You know, when somebody sends you junk mail in the post box, they pay the stamp. When you go online and pull down your mail, you're paying for that. And I think there's a big difference between people who are paying to send you something that's unsolicited and forcing you to pay for something that's unsolicited.
And it takes time to delete the message from your computer.
It takes time to delete it. It can make you lose messages that are important because, you know, there's 50 spewed messages, and in the middle of those is one that's really important. Sometimes you don't notice it.
If a court says that a marketing firm doesn't have the right under the First Amendment, is that going to stop the marketing firms from doing this?
They'll be more and more clever about how they try to get it to you. Again, it's sort of like viruses. People create these evil viruses for your computers, and then the companies come up with tools for you to eradicate them. So America Online has been, I think, pretty socially responsible about this and has come up with their own tool called Preferred Mail, where they're going to update a database internally on America Online that will help protect the members from the people who are spewing out these junk emails.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the other services can do something similar to that.
Yeah, online services have an advantage because they can control the flow of information and mail to their users. It's harder when you're just a general internet user and you're not joining one of these larger services. Because the internet is a distributed service where there's no central authority, it's harder to implement things like that. But I expect to see commercial products that take care of the problem.
Would there be situations where you would want to see what's available from a marketing firm?
You know, some people like to get junk mail, too. I mean, I'm not one of those, but I hear that from other people who are, I guess, lonely or like filling up their post office box. One of the nice things about the America Online solution with Preferred Mail is you can choose to get this or not. So if you like to get lots of junk mail, you can. Now, there's other things. An interesting one I heard about recently was you can get free email from a company if you read the junk mail. So they'll actually sponsor an email account for you if you're willing to read their marketing materials. So there are choices that you can make and, in fact, get subsidized in a way to do that. And I think it's a lot better if they're giving you free mail because, again, then you're not having to pay to get somebody's unsolicited advertisement. Coincidentally, with the America Online ruling, Deutsche Telekom, which is the largest online service in Germany, for 3 days, German customers couldn't send or receive email because of this problem of spamming where unsolicited advertisements and junk emails went out in such a huge volume that it crashed the whole Deutsche Telekom email service.
Thanks, Fred Davis, talking with us from KPFA in Berkeley. He is the president of the Computer Institute.